Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Matthew Gass and Matt Lemon with Burrell Behavioral Health. Matthew Gass is the president of the Central Region, which includes Columbia, and Matt Lemon is the director of communications for the entire system. They spoke about some of the mental health impacts the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has already had on Missourians and about the long-term, community-wide mental health impacts the pandemic is likely to leave in its wake. Here's Matthew Gass.
You know, I don't believe that our grandparents, when they were experiencing the Great Depression, knew what that long-term impact of a significant and sustained, you know, trauma that they were experiencing. And so, you know, we all have that family story about how, you know, someone's parents or grandparents or great-grandparents were affected by those stressors that in which they came across. And I think we're a little bit in the middle of that right now. You know, we're seeing increased rates of substance use. We're seeing increased rates of suicidality, suicidal ideations, depression, anxiety. People haven't fully come to be able to navigate what their world and their routines look like. You know, you see increasing numbers of people who are affected by COVID-19. You see case transmission rates. You see that steep spike in the number of individuals who are experiencing the physical health of that. Now, what people haven't talked a lot about on the news is that peak and that spike of what's happening behind the scenes as we ask people to stay away from others, as we isolate ourselves away from our family members and our grandparents because of the real need not to physically infect them with this virus. And so that has some real longstanding effects that we believe, based on, you know, previous stressors similar to this, that we're going to be seeing for the next, you know, 2, maybe 3 years from now. Matt, what can you add to this, if you don't mind I ask?
I think if I could close with one thing, it would probably just be that, 60% of adults have indicated a negative mental health impact of COVID. So this is cutting across demographics and ages and genders and all the classes and subdivisions that you can think. So I just want to make sure people, if they take nothing else out of sort of the COVID and mental health conversation, it's that if they're in care, remain in care, remain connected to your care. And if you think you need it, it's probably a good time to reach out and ask for help. So we've got crisis services available and our door is always open. We have a walk-in connection center. It's never been easier to get care and it's never been more important to stay connected.
You know, Matt, what you just said really hits home for me because, you know, I hear people ask me all the time, you know, when is the right time, you know, to get my family member care? You know, when do I reach out to a therapist? And you're right. The right answer is right now and in the moment.
That was Matt Lemon and Matthew Gass with Burrell Behavioral Health speaking about some of the short-term and possible long-term implications of the coronavirus pandemic on the mental health of all Missourians. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.